Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain, the definitive, fourth edition by Betty Edwards is a landmark how-to-draw book that focuses less on talent and more on learning to see. Building on insights from perceptual psychology and years of studio teaching, Edwards explains why many adults believe they cannot draw and offers a structured way to change that belief through practice. The core idea is that realistic drawing depends on shifting from habitual, symbol-based thinking to careful observation of edges, angles, proportions, light, and spatial relationships. The book guides readers through progressive exercises designed to quiet the verbal, analytic mindset that can interfere with seeing what is actually in front of you. This updated edition refines the classic curriculum, connects drawing skills to broader creativity, and provides a clear path from simple perceptual tasks to more confident representational work. It is widely used by beginners, educators, and professionals who want a repeatable method to improve. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why adults struggle to draw and how perception can be retrained. A central topic is the common gap between how children draw freely and how adults become constrained by expectations and mental shortcuts. Edwards argues that many drawing errors come from relying on symbols rather than observation. An eye becomes an almond icon, a face becomes a formula, and a chair becomes a generic shape. The book frames improvement as perceptual training, rather than gaining a mysterious gift. Readers learn to notice when they are labeling instead of looking, and then to interrupt that process with tasks that force attention to what is actually present. Exercises such as copying a complex image, working from a still life, or using constraints that slow down decision-making are presented as ways to rewire habits. The emphasis is on building confidence through direct evidence. When the hand follows accurate perception, the result improves quickly. This topic also normalizes frustration as part of changing cognitive patterns, encouraging a patient, experiment-based mindset that keeps learners practicing long enough to see real progress. Secondly, the five basic skills of drawing, edges, spaces, relationships, lights and shadows, and the gestalt. The book organizes drawing into a manageable set of skills that can be practiced deliberately. Edges focus attention on contour, negative and positive boundaries, and the subtle shifts that create believable forms. Spaces develop the ability to see negative space as a shape with its own angles and proportions, which often corrects distortions faster than focusing on the object itself. Relationships address proportion and perspective in an accessible way, asking the artist to compare lengths, angles, alignments, and relative sizes rather than guess from memory. Lights and shadows introduce the logic of value, helping readers understand how shading describes form, light direction, and material differences. The gestalt concept ties the parts into a coherent whole, emphasizing composition, unity, and the moment when a drawing clicks into place. This framework reduces overwhelm by giving learners a checklist for observation. If something looks off, you can diagnose whether the issue is an edge, a space, a relationship, or a value problem. The result is a practical vocabulary for self-critique and steady improvement. Thirdly, exercises that promote a shift. From symbolic thinking to visual attention, Edwards is known for exercises designed to bypass the brain's tendency to substitute familiar symbols for direct perception. Methods such as drawing an image upside down or focusing on negative space are not gimmicks, they are structured ways to disrupt automatic naming and categorizing. When the subject is harder to recognize, the artist is more likely to observe abstract shapes, angles, and proportions, which often leads to greater accuracy. The book also emphasizes slow drawing, careful measurement, and frequent checking of relationships, encouraging learners to treat drawing like seeing in high resolution. Blind contour and modified contour practices develop hand-eye coordination and improve sensitivity to edges without overcorrecting. These drills train attention, patience, and the ability to tolerate ambiguity while searching for the right mark. Over time, the reader experiences a repeatable shift into a calmer, more focused working state that supports realistic drawing. The value of this topic is its practicality. The exercises provide immediate feedback and can be repeated with different subjects to build skill reliably. Fourthly, portrait drawing and proportion, seeing the head as a set of measurable forms. Many readers come to the book specifically to learn portrait drawing, and the curriculum addresses the challenge directly. Faces are emotionally loaded and easy to caricature from memory. Edwards encourages approaching the head with the same observational discipline used for any object, starting with overall shape and major alignments before committing to features. Proportion is treated as comparative measurement rather than fixed rules, helping artists avoid the trap of generic face diagrams. By focusing on relationships such as eye spacing, angles of the jaw, and the tilt of the nose relative to other landmarks, the learner builds a likeness from observed structure. The book also supports drawing from photos and from life, highlighting the different perceptual demands of each. Value and shadow are introduced as tools for modeling the planes of the face, not as decorative shading. The broader lesson is that portrait success depends on accuracy in simple observations made early and checked often. This topic gives readers a process to follow, reducing anxiety and making portraits feel achievable through methodical practice. Lastly, creativity, confidence, and applying the method. Beyond the studio, beyond technique, the book positions drawing as a transferable way of thinking, careful observation, tolerance for uncertainty, and the ability to revise based on feedback. As readers progress, they often experience a change in identity from "I cannot draw" to "I can learn through practice," which can spill into other creative pursuits. The structured exercises demonstrate that breakthroughs are often the result of process, not inspiration, reinforcing a growth mindset. Edwards also connects perceptual skills to design, problem-solving, and everyday seeing, encouraging readers to notice shapes, values, and spatial relationships in the world. This can make visual experiences richer and improve decision-making in fields that rely on visual clarity, from crafts to photography to presentation design. The method invites a calmer mental state focused on the present task, which many readers find restorative. By emphasizing repeatable practice routines and self-assessment tools, the book helps learners sustain progress after finishing the chapters. The topic ultimately frames drawing as a lifelong skill that supports both personal expression and practical visual communication. In conclusion, this book is best for beginners who feel stuck, adults who believe they missed their chance to learn, and intermediate artists who want a clearer diagnostic method for improving accuracy. It also suits teachers and creative professionals who need a structured way to explain drawing fundamentals without relying on vague notions of talent. The main life benefit is the shift. From guessing to observing, you learn to slow down, notice what is actually there, and make decisions based on evidence. That mindset can strengthen patience, focus, and confidence, because progress becomes measurable through repeatable exercises. Compared with many drawing books that emphasize style, tools, or quick tricks, Edwards offers a coherent curriculum built around perception and skill building. The five skills framework gives readers a practical way to self-correct, and the classic exercises provide immediate feedback that keeps motivation high. The definitive edition is worth buying because it consolidates a proven teaching approach into a step-by-step program that many readers can follow independently. If you want realistic drawing grounded in seeing rather than copying formulas, this book remains a standout choice. If you would like to support Betty Edwards, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.